Isn't it beautiful being back at church? Isn't it beautiful seeing everyone's beautiful, wonderful faces glowing after isolation? Who here has put masks on their face? Ritually, I have. Every single second day, I would go and I'd mask on my face. I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to come out of this glowing. I'm not going to come out of this looking like I've been sleeping for 2.5 months or for 2 months. I'm going to come out of this glowing. I'm excited to share today. I believe it's going to be a seasonal word, like it always is when someone comes up here and preaches. I believe that God's going to bring breakthrough in people's lives. And I believe that what's been spoken today up at Praise and Worship and what Pastor David's been praying literally was almost word for word what I'm actually preaching about today. I was almost like, I said to Matilda, well, we might as well just go all home now. It's all been done. It's all been said. But I believe God's going to do that extra little thing today. So the topic of my message today is break it down. Break it down. God's going to break it down today. I believe that God's going to set people free and break barriers. I also believe that God's going to set people free into the path and the promise and the destiny that God has in store for your life. And the only way that we can break it down is if we do one thing. Justin sang it. And that was surrender, which surrender is trust. So before we start, let me pray. Thank you, Father, that today you have taken over this service, that you have absolute control over what I'm going to say. And we pray, Father, that you work in people's hearts as I speak. Lord, as the word comes out, it will become a double-edged sword. It will break down. It will set free. It will demolish. It will kick down the barriers, Lord, that people have felt constrained and confined in their little space. But Father, you're here to set people free. So we thank you, Lord, for the deliverance in this place today. We also thank you, Father, for the anointing in this place. Father, take the reins, take full control over this meeting. In Jesus' name, amen. This is going to be a very simple message. I love simple messages because I believe simple messages can be very powerful in impacting. This is going to be a verse I'm going to read from Proverbs 3:5-6. When God gave it to me, I'm like, seriously, God? Like, everyone knows this verse. Like, everyone does. So, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Everyone knows this verse, but today we're going to break it down. We're going to pull this apart. And God's given me 5 simple, practical steps in order for us to live out a life that we absolutely know how to surrender, even though storms may come and storms will come. Pastor David said, the night seasons will come. And sometimes you just have to press into our night season. But most important of all, regardless of what's really going on inside of us here, our emotions may be uproared. We might feel anxious. We might feel good. But when we trust in God, it's a different look and an outlook. People might see us as confident and as strong, but in the inside, we might be raging war. But regardless, we're going to be unmovable and unchart the enemy because we've got the most important thing in our lives, and that is greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. So the first one we're going to look at is to trust the Lord with all your heart, you must read the Bible. Every single time I come up here, actually last time I preached about the very similar thing, read the Word. The Bible that I'm holding in my hand today, everyone has one. Everyone has one. If you don't have one, come after the service, we might get you one. But what I'm holding here in my hand today is the Bible, is the Word of God. Sharp, powerful. But the Word of God is also the heart of God. And the only way to know the heart of God is if you read the Word of God. This is what will get you to know who he is, intimately, inside and out. And he's made the Word of God available to us. And like Pastor David said last course that we went to, he said that God's already opened up his heart and made it vulnerable to us in order for us to even hurt him. But he's opened it to us that we can freely come to him. He's already done that. He's already opened up his heart to us. The only way to get to know God is to read the Word of God. I mean, not just read. I mean, like, not just go in, flick over a few pages. Yep, okay, so I've read today. No, I mean, like, when you want to get to know someone, what do? We go out for coffee. We give them a message. We chat with them. We get to know them. We relate with them. We find out a few stuff about them, about their past, what they've done, what they're past. We start to involve ourselves. We start to open up our hearts as they open up their hearts. It is a constant relationship that you've got to have with God, and the Word of God is exactly that. You want to know Him? You want to trust Him? You want to learn how to do your life to Him? Read the Word of God. Trust me, I have done the whole thing where, you know, relied on my own understanding and trusted on myself and no one else. And trust me when I say, it leads you to absolute failure. You can't do the walk that God has predestined you to go into without Him. You can't. You have to trust Him. Trust is a process. It doesn't come easy. In fact, He hits us to an extent as soon as we open up ourselves to Him and trust Him more. It says, as you draw nigh to Him, He draws nigh to us. So it's a trust process. And to be honest with you, we have the problem. He doesn't. He already knows your beginning and the end. He already knows that if you actually get into the Word of God and you search Him, you will find Him. You will. That He can trust us more, but we learn how to trust Him. And the Word of God will actually not just help us to know Him, but as you read the Word of God, it will do an internal healing in your life. It will do a restoration. It will do a work inside of you. That's why when you go through your night seasons, no one's watching. Trust me, you don't want anyone to see your night season because you're a mess. You're an absolute complete mess. And out of that mess, God will turn that vintage. He will. But you just have to be patient in those times. And when you read the Word of God, do not fret if you're going through a season that may seem a little bit dry. You know those seasons that you get when you read the Word and you're getting nothing out of it? Keep pressing in. Do not think that you've lost connection or He's not talking back to you. He is talking. It's just waiting for the perfect opportunity and the perfect moment to talk to you. Just keep pressing into Him. Number two. To trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean. Don't lean on your own understanding. We can't afford to lean our own trust in Him by what we have through. Trust me when I say I have the biggest trust issues back then. I couldn't trust anyone. I even had a difficult time trusting my husband. I was damaged. I was wrecked. Psychologists actually say, this is what, I actually read this up. It says that, we all have a critical inner voice. This destructive thought process, and it is a thought process, is part of a defense system we have built. Do you know when? When we were children. It says it consists of an internal dialogue. It's an internal event. It memorizes things that have happened in the past, and it becomes logged in our memory. And the critical inner voice will keep you. This is a secular guy. This is a guy that's not a Christian. This critical inner voice will keep you in your past. When you lean on your own understanding, the devil loves it. Because the only thing that he knows that will hold you back from the purpose and the will of God is your past. The Israelites, they traveled for 40 years around the same old mountain over and over again. Why? Because they didn't want to let go of the past. God wanted them to look at the future, wanted to speak to the future, wanted to look ahead, but they were so worried about Egypt, crying to escape Egypt. They were crying, they were whinging. And God finally opened up a door through Moses and let them out. No, but they relied on their own understanding. And when you lean on your own understanding, it becomes a crutch to you. You start leaning on things of past experiences. How trust God? How can I? Because this and this happened. Oh, trust me, I've got stories like that. I have stories like that. The moment you're going through a storm, and even though we might... we might feel like storms are the most unpleasant things to go through, which is super unpleasant. The reason why we go through a storm is God's literally asking us to trust us in this season. Yet trust is one of those things that we struggle with the most. We fight and we battle. We get anxious, we get fearful, we get worried. And every single time the Word of God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. For some reason, we're still wrestling sometimes. And I do too. 2.5 months ago, God gave me a dream. Actually, not 2.5 months ago, 4 months ago, God gave me a dream. I know it was 4 months because I was reading through my journal. He gave me a dream that I was in a car with my family and a whirlwind came and took me up. Literally freaked out because I thought, oh my gosh, we're in control of the car. And this car was up in the whirlwind and it was like a wash machine. It was going in all forms and directions. I'm thinking, we're going upside down, we're going sideways, we're going upside down, we're going sideways. I'm thinking, oh my God, I. And my husband and I were just sitting at the front and I'm like, I'm starting to feel really anxious and very fearful. And all of a sudden, I just had this overwhelming feeling of strength. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to put my hands up and I'm going to pray. I don't understand some of the things that he does. That's why we don't lean on our own understanding. We can't lean on our past emotions. I'm sorry, we can't. The devil wants us to. The traumas and the pain that we've gone through, he wants us to. Because he knows that if we actually hold on to those things and we lean on those things, we won't be propelled forward. We will not step into the promise that God has for us. You'll not be used as a vessel, as Pastor David prayed today, for him. Because you're still stuck in the past. Number three. I have a feeling this will be a short message, but a punchy one. Hey, so, number three, trust in the Lord with all your heart is to talk to him. Talk to him. You can't maintain a friendship and a relationship with someone without talking. You can't maintain a marriage without communicating with each other. King David, best example for this. He wasn't a perfect man, no, neither were we, but he had a strong communication with God. He spoke, he literally verbally diarrhea'd all the time. Said, God, this is how I'm feeling. This is what's up. I can't do this. Lord, there's enemies behind me. I'm feeling fearful. We have to constantly keep dialogue of communicating with him. The moment we feel something in here, don't shut it up. Talk it. Talk about it with him. He's listening. He's always listening. All the time. I want to remind you again, God is always listening. He's never ignoring you, ever, ever. He's always, always listening to every word you say. In fact, he goes deeper than that. He's actually listening to every thought you have, so you might as well just say what you're thinking. Because the moment you actually say what you're thinking, you shine light to the problem and to the situation that you're going through. And then the devil can't use that. Because he's like, oh, hang on for a second, she just exposed that situation, which I believe if King David actually exposed his sexual sin, he wouldn't have to battle with it, but he didn't expose that. But we've got to expose everything to God because he's trustworthy. He will never leave us. And he'll never fail us. Okay. Trust the Lord. We have to acknowledge him through our talking. Acknowledge him. What does that mean? Exactly that what Pastor David prayed today. Exactly what you need to do. God, I believe that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe, Lord, that you can do the impossible in my life. Acknowledge for what power and authority he's got and that he's given you. Edging him gives you the right and the authority to speak to your storm and say, peace, be still. acknowledging him. The moment we acknowledge God, so we take our eyes off our problem and our storm and the big waves and the big storms and everything else that's going around, and we focus our eyes on him. And the moment we focus our eyes on him as we praise him, we don't see anything else but him. And you will get through your storm because you're not distracted by what you see. You are looking up at him and you're looking at his track record. God, you said and you did it. God, you went to the cross to the very end, to the point of you did die. You rose again for me. You have a track record of being faithful. You have a track record of always being there for people. You have a track record of actually opening up doors where it's absolutely impossible. Track record where nothing is too big or too small for you and you do it. And you have a track record of surprising us when we least expect it. That's his track record. And we have to constantly acknowledge him of who he is. When we acknowledge him of who he is, we rise him up, we make him bigger than anything else and any situation what we're going through. Number four, trust in the Lord with all your heart. We need to remind ourselves. You know what's interesting? I was actually looking at this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways are three instructions. He's given us instructions. The only way you can build trust with him is if you read your word, don't lean on your past, don't lean on your own understanding and on your own opinions, don't lean on other people, acknowledge his instructions, but yet he throws in, and I will direct your path. That's not an instruction. That's a reminder. That is a reminder for us. And I love it what it says in the version. It says, and he will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Hang on for a second. I am 35. And in my life, I can remind myself of a lot of things that he's done for me. God's getting us to remind ourselves, because we need reminders, of what he's done for us. When preachers come up here and they preach, you know what they're doing? They're just reminding you of the Word of God. That's all they're doing. In fact, if you don't come to church, you can remind yourself here in the Word of God. But Pastor David and whoever else comes here and they prophesy and they preach. And prophecy is basically confirmation of that, what you already know. You already know what God has predestined and planned for your life. Pastor Dave is just reminding you. Or God's just reminding you. We have to constantly remind ourselves that we can do this. You know, trust is something, if you've been hurt in a way that's quite deep, can be quite challenging to let go and let God. I know how that is. I know how that feels like. I'm not the easiest person sometimes to talk to and to, you know, become friends with. That's because I do have trust issues. But you know what? I've learned as I read the word, God heals my heart. And he renews my mind, the way that I think. And he starts creating a new person within yourself. And then when you look back, you remind yourself of where you came from. You're like, you know what, I'm not the same person. The devil can't get me. I used to do in the past. You're not going to bring me to a place of condemnation and regret. You're not. I'm blessed. I'm a woman of God that reads the word and I love Jesus with all my heart. And even though I might have some areas in my life that ain't working, that's okay. I'm going to deal with that mess. All I need to do is just keep on doing what I'm doing right now. And that is relying on him, trusting him, reading his word constantly. He is reminding us that if we continue to read his word, leaning only on him, he's the only one you should be leaning on, that he will remove obstacles in your way. We all have a journey. That's what I preached about on last time I came here. We all are on a journey. We can't do it on our own. We've got to have people along our paths. We've got to. That's why we have church, not forsake the gathering of the brethren, right? But we got to do these practical, simple steps in order for us to get through what we need to get through, for God to use us in our journey. I'm already at that stage in my life where I don't want to waste another time. I don't want to waste my time on the things that the devil has or is trying to. I'm already at that point that I'm actually fed up. And when you get to that place where you're absolutely fed up of the hurt and the pain that you feel inside of you, like, you might see me on Sunday and I might look like, you know, I've had people come up to me and say, a grump. Like, trust me, when I look like a grump, I'm just really concentrating. Or some people are like, are you okay? And it's like, yeah, I'm fine. There's just something's going on inside of me that I'm trying to deal with. But you know what? When I leave Sunday, that really know me, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm going through my own battles. I'm fighting. I'm fighting what's within me so that continuously change me. And the only way that God can change me is if we do exactly what Justin saying today, and that is surrender. Surrender. And I'm already at that. I'm like, God, I have issues in this issue and that issue and this issue. I can't do this all by myself. You need to do this. We're going to come up to number five. You know, it's number five? Five. Grace. God will give you the grace to do what you need to do. If you want healing and restoration, God's going to help you. Yes. Number five. And repeat. Repeat 1, 3, and 4. Yeah. Just because you're going through a storm doesn't mean that you're going to go and read your Bible, meditate on Him, lean not on your own understanding, acknowledge Him, and remind yourself of what. And then once the storm's over, well, thank you very much, God, for the lovely chat and journey that we had. Like, I'm all good right now. See you later. Until the next storm. We don't do that. We maintain relationship with Him. If you want more of Him, if you want more of Him, and Pastor David's constantly spoken on this, if you want more of Him, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you your time. You know that nagging feeling that you get to watch a movie on the couch and God's like saying, go read your Bible. You're like, no, that's not God. That's not God. Hang on for a second. That is God. God's telling you to go read your Bible. The devil won't tell you to read your Bible. So you're sitting on the couch and you're like, oh, I don't really want to. And then you're like, no, go read your Bible. You're like, oh, fine. I'm going to go read my Bible. They are the moments that we need to get up and keep on going. We do. We can't stop. We have to keep reading. We've got to keep filling ourselves up with the Word of God. Because there is an adversary there that will try to deceive you. And it says that in the last days, many will be deceived. And I don't want to be one of them. And that when someone comes up to me, and before they even speak, I want God to show me whether it's a spirit or whether it's a spirit of deception. Because I don't want to deceive my family in what other people speak over my own life. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, simplified version. But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please Him. For whoever comes near to God must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. For those that really, 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 really know me, I love to give. I'm a giver. I love to give people gifts. I love sharing them with gifts. I love surprising them by cleaning up their house and shouting them a lunch and more gifts and more gifts. And that's how I communicate my love. When someone invests in me, I reward them back by saying thank you and sharing a gift with them or shouting them something, because that's who I am. But God. But God. We press into Him and we earnestly and diligently seek Him, even though we don't come to church just to get, He gives anyway, because He's a God that gives much and abundantly. Abundantly. You can't hold His hand back from giving to you. He will give you. He will restore your peace, your joy, your happiness. He will restore your hope. He will restore those things in your life because God is a God that loves to give. He loves to do the pressing down, the shaking together, the overflowing of your life. He loves to restore His children back to the love that they once had for Him. That's the God we serve. I'm going to finish off with a short list of some of the rewards we receive from our Daddy G upstairs. Daddy G. Psalms 125 verse 1. He makes me unmovable. He keeps me perfect peace. He gives me everlasting strength. You shall be fed the truth. He will bring His promises over your life to pass. Anything He's spoken over your life, He will make sure that heaven and hell will pass away, but His words will never fail. He is our protector, our shelter, and our place of refuge. He is our help and our shield. In Him you will have joy. You are blessed. You will be rooted in Him. They're just some of the things. Just some of the things that He's got in store for you when you go step one and you trust Him with all of your heart and you choose today that today's the day that you will no longer allow the past to take hold and root of your future. I'm a big deliverance girl. The reason why I'm a big deliverance girl and I'm all about freedom is because I once was bound. I know how it is to be in a prison. I know how it is to be full of anxiety, full of fear. I know. I've been there. But now that I know the truth, now that I know how it feels like to be in a place of freedom and peace and joy, I want to do everything I can to make sure I equip and I disciple and I teach and I tell people, you do have to live like that. The devil only wants to steal, kill and destroy, but He has come to give you life and life more abundant. You don't have to live the way that you have to. There is another place that you can live. He wants to heal your heart. He desires to restore us. Desire is a really strong word. He desires to restore us. God gave me a word at the beginning of this year. I always look for a word from God because that's what gives me strength for the whole year. He said, Carmen, I'm going to bring increase, joy, and peace in your life. And I saw this tap and it was just dripping. And all of a sudden He turned the tap and it was an overflow. And I'm like, thank you, Jesus, an overflow of peace and joy. And then while I was doing the Bible study, I actually didn't feel peace and joy. I actually felt I was overwhelmed with anxiety and with fear because, you know, God spoke a few things to me, which I felt like I was in a whirlwind. And then my whole life kind of just, you know, felt like it was all over the place because they didn't like what He said. Sometimes we're not going to like what He said. And I was laying in bed and I was just crying out to Him. And I said, God, I really want to experience this joy and this peace. Because this peace that surpasses all understanding is a thing that you can buy in the shop. You can't buy it on eBay or Amazon. It's something that comes supernaturally. And I want this joy. I mean, you know that joy that when you step out by faith, it gives you this strength to look at the devil in the eye and say, get behind me. Get behind me. You have no authority or ground to be around me. And then God said to me, He goes, Carmen, how do you think I'm going to increase this joy of your life? I'm like, I don't know. Like you always do, you just do it. Because you just, you know, God, you know, you just give it to me. And then He showed me a vessel. And in the vessel it had holes. And when He was pouring the joy and peace in me, it was coming out of these holes. I'm thinking, well, that's still an outpouring. But God doesn't want to outpour in different directions. He wants in one direction. He's a one flowing God. He flows out. I was like, yeah, but it's still flowing. He goes, Carmen, your vessel has been damaged and broken. I want to fix you up. You know why? Because I want to do the pouring out. I don't want it to just leak out. I want it to pour out. And then as I was like talking to him, he showed me that when I was doing steps 1, 2, 3, and 4, that the vessel started to heal. Painful journey. Not pleasant at all. Oh, but so rewarding. So rewarding. So worth the wait. So worth the cries at night. So worth the loneliness. I would have never said that in a million years. Ask Pastor David, I would have never said that. I used to always say, but God, why? But it's so weight. And once that vessel became whole, once that vessel became complete, when that tap was turned on to the max, it was an overflow. And you know what? The overflow that's on your life is not just for you. It is for other people to absorb, to drink. You know the time when you were going through a really hard time and then you ain't called Pastor David to help you? Yeah, that's what you're going to be. You're going to be another discipler for someone else that needs you. Pastor David and Matilda can't always be there for us. We need to step in. We need to be equipped. We need to be equipped in the Word of God. We need to have this communication that never fails. We need to have that. So in order for us to turn around to our neighbor and say, you know what? This is what I feel God's doing in your life. You can do this. I believe in you. Keep at it. You're strong. You're strong. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn. You can do this. We need people to cheer us on, to help us, but we can't do that if we're not equipped. We can do it if we don't know how to trust. It's like telling someone, trust in the Lord, and then they turn around like, well, do you trust Him? Well, No, you have to know who you're trusting. You have to know who you're trusting. Coming here on stage is a step of faith. I've got a whole bunch of notes here, 3 pages long. I haven't used not one of them, like besides the verses. Because when you come here, you just surrender your mouth and your heart and you say, God, I am prepared to this extent. I have literally pulled out the scripture, put it back together, pulled it out, put it together, and tried to muster up a big sermon. But you know, God doesn't use perfect. He used the imperfections in our lives to shine through the light so that people can see that even though I'm imperfect, even though I'm struggling, I will not allow a storm to move me. Not one storm to move me. I want to be stable and rooted in Him. I would like to pray for absolutely anyone that's going through a time where you need a reminder or you just need prayer for you. I know how that feels like. I used to ask Dave all the time and nag him, Pastor David, please pray for me. For the love of God, please pray for me. I need help. I know how that feels like. But you know, we're here for one another and I want to be here for you. Knowing that I was once someone that was bound, but now I'm free. I want to share and impart with you something that God has given me and set me free. You cannot preach about anything that you have not been delivered from. You can't. Because unless you have revelation from God, that's right, it's only information, but you can't have restoration. God restores your heart through the revelation He reveals to you and through the washing of the Word. If anyone wants prayer, if you're struggling with trust, if you're struggling to surrender, I want to leave the altar open because today is your day. Your day today, brand new day, to step into that which God has called you to step into. Let me remind you one thing. Fear hold you back from those things that God has spoken over your life. This is what the fear sounds like. You can't. It's impossible. You're a mess. No one likes you. You don't belong. You don't fit in. You're not strong enough. You're not smart enough. You don't know how to retain the scripture. Ugh, you're with God, it's still a baby. What are you talking about? Those words that get spoken in your mind disables you, cripples you. But God, no, but seriously, honestly, but God. But God, by His anointing, by His power, by His might, He can, He will, and He shall. He can, He will, and He shall. He can bring it forth. He will bring it forth, and He shall bring it to forth. Why? Because He's not a man that shall lie, nor a son of man that shall repent. What He's spoken over your life, He will bring into fruition. No more loneliness. No more fear. No more worry. No more anxiety. He's got this. So I'm going to leave this altar open. If you want prayer, if you want to be strengthened, now's the time. Your day has come today. Take that step of faith. Step of faith. If you want to all stand, I want to pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that the anointing is here to break the yoke of every chain and shackle that people have been bound. Today, Father, I declare that you have set your people free to go forth, to speak the word, to prophesy, disciple. I pray, Father, that you have equipped us with power and authority to speak to those chains to be broken. Father, for people to see that greater is He that is in us. Greater is He. That you will never be defeated. That you have all victory, all power. That we glorify because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Father, it is not by mistake that we have gone through what we've gone through. It is not by mistake that we've gone through these storms that we've gone through. But Father, we know that you work all things together for us. So we thank you, Father God, that today you choose your day today to set your people free. No more turning back. No more looking back. Eyes forward, fixed on Him. In Jesus' name. So, Father, I declare that as people leave this service today, that they will have a new breath, a new song breathed into their spirits. Lord, that you will do miraculous in their lives. And, Father, as they do these steps, as they diligently seek you, Lord, that you will bind every wound, that you'll pour oil on those cuts and bruises, and that you will get all the glory. You are the one that will hear, heal, restore, and Father, that you'll give them a revelation, a deep revelation of who you are. Thank you, Father, that you are going to restore your people. In Jesus' name, amen.